It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
Tonight's life lesson is something I know that so many people struggle with. We're talking about guilt, how it affects our relationships. Well, already you're saying amen. Yeah. How it affects our relationships with friends, with our family, our coworkers. So I want to know how many of you feel guilty as moms? Any guilty moms in the audience? Really?
You two? Don't have no children.
No, I don't have no children.
What about
I'm
the
very
dogs?
Good to my dog, so. So who feels guilty for not spending more time with your children?
One child.
You're feeling guilty about that?
Yes.
How old is your child?
He's 6.
Okay, you're guilty already. Okay, so a lot of people confuse guilt with shame. You said they're cousins.
I say they're cousins, kissing cousins. Shame says there's something wrong with who I am. It's intrinsic. Yeah. I can't do anything about it. Guilt says there's something wrong with what I've done.
Or am doing.
Or am doing. Yeah, so I feel guilty about it. Even people now feel guilty about what they think, you know, what they say. Both of them, well, shame is a little deeper. Guilt, however, is a wasted emotion.
Yeah, that's what I say.
It's a wasted emotion because the minute you find that there's something wrong or out of alignment, you're out of order in what you're thinking or doing, do something else. Mm-hmm. that'll resolve.
What are the three main reasons that people feel guilty?
I think the first one is that we either have a premonition, a predisposition. We know that what we're doing is out of order, you know, and you do it anyway.
Right.
That will then eat yourself up. You know, and the second thing is when we know we cause hurt, harm, danger to someone, that will lead us guilt. We look at what we did and how it hurt somebody.
Shouldn't you feel guilty about that?
Well, no, I think you can make amends.
Okay.
And you can do better next time. What does guilt serve? It doesn't serve anything other than the ego.
Okay.
Which is to take you out of
the acknowledgement that you caused hurt, harm, or danger.
Acknowledgement
that you caused that to somebody is not the same thing as feeling guilty about it.
No. Yeah. Acknowledge it. Ask for forgiveness of yourself first and then of other people if you can. And if you can do something to make amends, then that will release you from the karmic tie to that action.
Okay.
And the third one, I think, is when we disappoint or upset someone that we love or care about, then we go into guilt. That's the children.
Yeah.
You know, mothers play that guilt card all the time. Oh, look how you made me feel. Oh, you're giving me a headache. Oh, you broke my heart.
Right. So at the end of this life class, what we want is to substitute that emotion of guilt, replace it with what is real and that can be active in getting you to move on.
Yeah, it could be self-forgiveness. It could be asking for forgiveness. It could be making amends. Mm-hmm. And it could be just slapping yourself upside the head because you've just been wasting time and energy. Oh, my Lord.
Okay, Amy is a mother of three who says that she is drowning in guilt after making a bad choice 2 years ago. I can see why you would be.
When I'm on this road, a wave of guilt, panic, and shame just come flooding in. Feels like it's January 10th all over again.
Amy and her two young children were on their way home from a day of ice skating. Amy was driving drunk.
I started drinking because I felt lonely. I felt like My marriage was going in a different direction. I was slipping into a depression.
Amy's car careened across oncoming traffic and slammed into a tree. Her 5-year-old daughter, Madison, was critically injured.
When I saw my daughter lying on the stretcher being tended to by the paramedics, I screamed for her. What did I just do? What did I just do? I'm their mom, and I'm supposed to protect them. How could I do that to my own children? Guilt's that voice in the back of my head that says, you're a lousy mom. You were drunk. Holding on to the guilt is my way of punishing myself because I deserve to be punished.
So, Amy, I have to tell you that when I first heard this story, my first reaction is probably the same as I know many of you. We all feel like, okay, that's worth feeling guilty about, because that's a pretty tragic thing, driving drunk. And I have a history on the Oprah Winfrey Show of speaking out very strongly about that. So I'm going to let you step in and handle, you know, because aren't you all thinking, well, okay, you were driving drunk. You should feel bad about that.
Well, feeling bad and being guilty 3 years later, it's 3 years now?
Two and a half.
Two and a half, down to the day. She probably lives this 24 hours a day.
And you're still with your husband. I just want to...
I'm still with my husband, Matt.
Yep. Yeah. The thing here
That's
is that... The ego always requires punishment. And you said it, that the guilt, because you're guilty, you should be punished. Because whenever you're guilty, there has to be punishment. And that's what the ego will use, the negative ego will use to keep you stuck. So my question is, what does it serve for you to be punished? What does it serve, beloved?
My guilt for me, I feel like if I let that go, then am I sorry for what I did?
Well, are you sorry for what you did?
I am.
Well, what? Tell me exactly what you believe you did. Tell me what you did.
I'm their mother, and I should be protecting them, and I was selfish.
Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
Is it really?
I knew what I was doing. I almost killed them.
Okay.
And I believe that I wasn't doing my job. Being a parent is a gift.
Well, why did you almost kill them?
Because I drank.
And why did you drink?
Because I was depressed.
And why were you depressed?
Because my life, my marriage wasn't going well. My husband and I seemed like we were going in two different directions. I put on this facade, and we still acted as if we were the perfect couple, but we weren't. We were far from it, behind closed doors.
So are you guilty about having the accident? Are you guilty about living inauthentically? Are you guilty about not addressing the drinking problem? Because you had a drinking problem.
Yes.
You went from the hospital to rehab.
I did.
When did you know you had a problem?
When I looked over and I was laying on a stretcher myself, and I looked over and I saw Madison laying on a stretcher, and the reality of what I did and the reality of what my actions and what my drinking caused just set in.
She's shaking her head no. Tell me.
I'm shaking my head no because by the time you are in a car accident,
yes,
you had 3 beers and a shot of vodka and something else, whatever, a glass of wine that I listed. By the time you are in a car accident, where you have the capability of harming yourself and your children, you have had multiple signs that something was off and wrong.
So
didn't pay any attention to them.
I ignored
So
them.
It was not when you saw your daughter lying on the stretcher.
I think
that you
that's
first
when the reality
that.
Of what I did set
that's
in.
That's not what you're guilty about. That's
I'm,
what I
I'm
really
guilty
need.
Because I
You
took...
already knew that before you got in the car, you had a problem. So part of what's hanging you up right now is you knew when you stepped into that car drunk that you were wrong doing
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, what about tweet right now? Tweet. I think that's Phoebe who says, sorry, but I want the woman to feel guilty for drinking. And Amy, I want her to feel guilty for drinking and driving.
Well, good, she doesn't get a vote.
Okay, wait a minute. Because I feel that would keep her from doing it again.
Absolutely not.
And she feels that way too.
No, I feel like if I hold on to my guilt now,
I can't let you go into that story. You know, I'm a story interrupter.
Okay, Phoebe.
No. So for you and Phoebe, here's what for you and Phoebe. Guilt is a wasted emotion. And it's ungodly. Let's be clear. It's ungodly. So what you do now is take responsibility and make conscious choices. Yeah. Because every choice you make supersedes and overrides every other choice you make.
Okay. So that's what we want.
That's what we want.
Phoebe,
not Phoebe.
And everybody.
And Phoebe doesn't get a vote in her guilt.
But Phoebe is feeling the same thing a lot of us.
Well, and I want Phoebe healed also. Okay. Phoebe, heal thyself.
Cancel.
F7.
So what I'm trying to say, Phoebe, I'm speaking for Phoebe and myself.
Are you channeling Phoebe now?
Yes, that what we want is to replace the feeling guilty with taking responsibility
and
for what you
did. Conscious choice.
And making a different choice.
Right. I feel like I'm starting to take responsibility with, I mean, living sober is the best amends.
Yes. That's
right. It is the best.
And self-forgiveness. Yes. See, she hasn't forgiven yet.
No,
Oprah,
I feel shackled to the guilt. My ego says to me, anytime I start to have fun or anytime I get a glimpse of happiness, my ego and my guilt will say to me, don't you ever forget what you did.
Okay, can you hear, though, that the lesson for you, your child lived, you lived. You get another chance.
Second chance.
You get another chance.
Second chance.
You deserve it. Yes. The reason you deserve it is because you have it.
Have it, right.
And the reason you deserve it is because you have it. The reason why you know you deserve it, you have it.
If God has a blessing of joy for you, the only thing the ego has to do to steal your joy is to say, don't you ever forget what you did. Who's gonna win this battle, God or the ego? Because ego is easing God out. So go for the joy. This is what she's saying. If you were to be punished, your baby would be dead. You have this second chance, and God gives us an endless supply of do-overs.
Yeah.
If you need 9,000 second chances.
If you got a moment of grace, take it.
Take it. Give yourself permission to be okay. Permission. You haven't given yourself permission. There it is, right there.
Yeah.
She hasn't given herself permission to be okay. Yeah. Give yourself permission to be okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what nerve did we finally hit there that got you crying? What's going on?
Just to give myself permission.
Yeah.
To be.
This happened. Let's move forward.
Yeah. You've been given the grace to move forward. Everybody's alive.
And the other thing, hear me, everybody. The reading the books and the doing the affirmations and the this and that and the other thing, that's a doing.
Yeah.
You're trying to do what you need to do to be better. I want you to be healed.
I will.
Change your mind. All things are mine.
Starting today, I will stop telling you.
All things are mine.
Janessa, you're shaking your head from Toronto. What are you thinking up there?
Well, you know, I've got two little children, and so my heart goes out to Amy. I don't even know her, and I've already forgiven her. And so what I would want to say is your children are alive for a reason. Your child survived, and I guarantee you that they've already forgiven you. And I think if you bury yourself in the guilt, your children will be, it'll be harder for them to forgive you if you spend the rest of their childhood punishing yourself.
Yeah.
Wow. I like
really
her.
Really good, Janessa.
So,
really
I give myself good. Permission. I give myself permission.
Give myself permission.
To forgive myself.
To forgive myself.
I give myself permission.
I give myself permission.
To be healed and okay.
To be healed and okay.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. That is what you mean by replace the story.
Replace the story.
Okay, Cara from New Jersey, what do you have to say?
I've done so many incredible things, but I can't seem to deal with my food issues. I've hiked Kilimanjaro 3 times, I've written a book, and yet I still struggle with food every single day. And so I'm wondering how I move past that. But I think there was a great lesson about telling your truth about your situation.
What does that mean, you struggle with food?
I'm more than 300 pounds.
So you identify with Diana right now on Facebook, Diana Pratt, who's saying, I feel guilty for not taking care of me. I'm always about other people and their needs, but always getting hurt in the process. I'm always the one getting the short end of the stick. So you are feeling guilty for not giving yourself the love that you know you deserve.
That's right.
Or believe you deserve. All right, let's address that. That's really big.
Well, I'm a little confused.
Okay.
Confused. Because she said she struggles with food.
She struggles with food.
Have you
food is her drug, right? Food is your drug.
Food is the love. Have you given yourself permission to have that awareness that
food is your love?
Food is your love.
Maybe. I think I struggle with the fact that you have to eat every day.
No, you need to read that Janine Roth book that says food is love.
Food is love.
And then you need to read the Janine Roth book that says women, food, and God.
That's
food
right.
is your love. If you're 300 pounds, food is your love.
And so you need to get to that there's some place, possibly, I don't know this to be true, where you didn't feel loved or nurtured or cared for. So food nurtures you, and food nourishes you. And doing that cares for you. Now, the way you're doing it is not good for you. That means you have to make another choice, but take responsibility for that. Don't
right.
struggle with
And in the meantime, Women, Food, and God, Janine Roth.
Yes,
absolutely.
Love it. Women,
That's
Food,
fantastic...
and God.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Okay, the big aha for me is that you replace, I always said it's a wasted emotion,
yes.
but to replace the guilt with yes. what is real,
What's
the truth
yes.
of responsibility.
That's right.
That's what you're saying.
And accept responsibility. Once you tell the truth, accept responsibility, now you are empowered to make another choice, a conscious choice. But also what we recognized is you have to, with Amy, is to give yourself permission to move beyond this. Because if you don't have permission from yourself not to be stuck, to stop punishing yourself, then you're gonna stay in it.
Because people don't realize that the punishment already happened.
It really did in that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Gonna check in with Vicky from Ireland. Vicky, what are you thinking about all this?
I'm finding it really hard, actually, because my story is slightly different, and I find it hard to take responsibility for what I did.
What did you do?
My dad passed away 1 year ago, last Monday, and I found him dead in his bed, and he had been there about a month. And he was supposed to come down to me. We were supposed to go out and go shopping, and I chose not to check on him, not to call him, not to visit, even though I was only a few hundred yards away. And he had been lying there, rotting in his bed all the time. So I find it hard not to move on and not see that image of him and think, I did it.
You did this what? What did you do?
If I had found him maybe 3 weeks earlier, a month earlier, he wouldn't be that decomposed.
So is the issue that he was decomposed, or is the issue that he made transition, that he died?
It's both. It's both, because the Friday he was supposed to come down to me, we reckoned that maybe that evening he had passed away, his phone turned off.
So you're guilty about not finding him dead on Friday. Is that what you're guilty about?
Not calling him on the Friday, because I chose to go dancing with my friends.
But he would have been dead on Friday. Even had you not gone dancing, he may have been dead.
It's so easy to say to myself, you know, if I had have gone to see him, maybe I would have got there and he wouldn't have been dead.
Do you believe that to be true?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, so how does that serve you to continue to believe that had you got there on Friday, perhaps your father would not have been dead?
It doesn't serve me at all.
Sure it does, because we don't do anything that doesn't serve us. It serves us somehow. How does it serve you?
It's stopping me. It's stopping me moving on in my life. It's stopping me from experiencing wonderful times with my kids. And
we don't do anything that doesn't serve us?
No. Anything you do serves something. It serves a conscious or an unconscious part of you. Okay. Everything, whether it's eating, drinking, shopping.
Okay. I got that.
It serves something. Okay. So how does it serve and honor your father's memory for you to continue to think that perhaps, see, this is ego too, but I just need you to get there. How does it serve his memory for you to hold on to the belief that had you gotten there Friday, maybe he wouldn't be dead?
It's, I suppose, in some ways, it's making me pay the price. I feel like I'm paying the price by letting myself feel like this, that if I let go and I say it's not my fault, or, you know, I was just in doing the things I was doing, and that I'm getting off the hook. And I don't want to let myself off the hook.
Yeah, well, you feel that if you let yourself off the hook, then you're somehow dishonoring your father. So if you stay stuck in the guilt of if I had been there, or if I'd found the body before it decomposed after 2 weeks, or if I'd been there 3 weeks for the dead body, then
I'm just wondering how much better she would feel had she found him on Friday.
Okay, let's ask her.
I don't think I feel as bad as I do now, because I'd let so much time go. Like, a month is a long time, and all I had to do was give him my time and pick up the phone and check on him. Or
right there.
That's what you're feeling.
That's how you're going to heal this.
You got it.
So
that
tells me two things. Number one, there were breakdowns in your relationships before he died.
Absolutely.
Because this was a pattern.
Yes.
You know, if I'm with my daddy and I don't hear from my daddy in a month, I got an issue. But that says to me that you and him had problems in the relationship anyway. Would that be accurate?
Very much so. Dad drifted in and out of my life.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two.
So what she's really feeling bad is about the problems that she had in the relationship with her father.
That's right.
And now the father's gone.
That's right.
And you're never gonna be able to resolve that.
Yeah.
That's what you're feeling.
And maybe they fixed it, and now here it was again. I would offer, and I don't know this to be true, I'm willing to be wrong, that at some point he left you. Would that be accurate?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you got him back. Pow. And now you, I mean, this is what's happening. This is how it's unfolding. And now in the brain, if I hadn't done that to him, yada, yada. Here's what my good friend Byron Katie says. She says, if you argue against reality, you will suffer.
Yes.
If you argue against reality, you will suffer.
I just want everybody to receive that for a moment. I just want you to receive what that really means. What that really means. Whenever you're, another way of saying that is when you are pushing against what is.
That's right.
And wanting what is to be different than what it is, you are going to suffer or have stress. That's really the definition of stress.
Yeah.
You want the situation to be something that it isn't, whether you're sitting in traffic or whether you're sitting in a marriage.
A bad marriage.
A bad
whether
marriage.
Your inner child is really seeking revenge against daddy. You're going to suffer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think people confuse accepting reality to
being okay,
to
or
being okay,
it,
or liking
giving
it.
Giving it permission.
Okay, yeah. So accepting it is not the same thing as liking it.
Because you have responsibility for how you respond to whatever the experience is. So your boyfriend is cheating. You don't have to like that, but you have to accept the fact that he's cheating. That's lipstick, not jelly on his collar. You have to accept that. Then you get an opportunity to choose how to respond and how you're going to continue to participate in it.
Okay, so whether it's in a relationship situation, the reality is I just lost my job.
That's right.
The reality is I need to make a change.
The reality is I hate my job.
I hate my job.
This is a reality. I hate my job. But every day you go to work and make it about what other people are saying and doing to you. No. The reality is that you are not happy where you are. Take responsibility, either to find the joy and the pleasure in this job or leave.
Okay.
But don't be there being miserable.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Okay. Rana, final thoughts on guilt.
I think you just need to face the truth and learn how to forgive yourself in a way or another, because the story will keep popping up and you have to remind yourself all the time about that.
What did you learn today? Because I when I was reading your background, you said to the producers, you're guilty about everything, that you stay awake at night listing the things that you're guilty
face
for.
Face the truth that we are humans, we make mistakes.
Own it. Say, I am human.
I am a human.
And I make mistakes.
And I make mistakes.
And I give myself permission.
And I give myself permission
to be
forgive myself.
Yeah, to forgive myself, to be human.
To be a human.
And to make mistakes.
And to make mistakes.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! So, Odine and Toronto, one of our favorite cities, any ahas today?
So many ahas.
Okay.
Primarily the one about that sometimes it's often the ego that's feeling the guilt, but that when you use the ego, it's edging God out.
Yes.
So just to realize that you, as the other person said, to forgive yourself.
Forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Here is a rule for life classers. Own your stuff. Don't make it about you, them, they. I give myself. I. Go ahead.
And also that you said that God wants us to be happy. Yeah. That's the bottom line. And that the punishment has already happened. That was a huge
shock.
Yes. She got a lot.
Oh, you got a lot,
OG. Yay. Good student.
Good student. I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.